This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. When it comes to decision-making, we are less like the hyper-rational Mr. Spock and more like the vindictive, emotional, and biased Homer Simpson. So says Dan Ariely, a professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University. But Ariely says the good news is it's not all bad to be like Homer Simpson, at least when it comes to making decisions.
In his latest book, The Upside of Irrationality, Dan Ariely draws practical conclusions from real-life experiments. He explores how we can get the most good and the least bad out of ourselves when it comes to making choices about money, relationship, and our own happiness. Dan also writes the Ask Ariely column for the Wall Street Journal. Pleasure to have you on the show, Dan.
Well, my pleasure.
Very briefly, how did you get interested in this line of work?
So I was very badly injured many years ago, and I spent a long time in hospital. And hospitals give people lots of opportunities to observe irrational behaviors. And in my particular case, I was most concerned with the question of how you remove bandages from burn patients. And the nurses thought that the right approach is to rip the bandages of the burn patients, and I thought this was the bad approach. And we used to argue. And when I left the hospital, I started doing experiments on this. I basically would hurt people in different patterns over time, and I found that the nurses were wrong. And from that point on, I started thinking about all kinds of ways in which people have an intuition, an idea about what's the right thing to do, but we are wrong. And that's been my motto, is to basically kind of try to figure out what are people doing wrong and how can we fix it.
Well, you do some real life experiments that Kathy and I can certainly relate to. And one of them was the idea of getting something for free, which of course sends our consumer hearts racing, even if that something really isn't. And we see this all the time with those buy one, get one free one offers, or you go to a cosmetic counter and they give you a free something and other if you buy a very expensive cosmetic that you don't really need.
Kind of like Joseph Banks, you know, you buy a suit, you get five free.
Exactly. So why do we fall for this?
Well, what happens is that the moment we think about something as being free, we think about the benefits, but we don't think about the cost. Now, the interesting thing is many times there's cost with free. For example, if you have to stand for an hour and a half waiting in line for something, there's a cost to it, but we just don't naturally think about that. And because of that, we just see the positive, and therefore we make some mistakes.
So if we have the right intuition, why do we do the wrong thing?
So first of all, it's not always the case that we have the right intuition. But even when we have the right intuition, sometimes things like emotion take over. So just think about the problem of what's called self-control, which is what's good for now versus what's good for later. Just think to yourself, in the last month, have you eaten more than you think you should? Have you exercised less than you think you should? Have you saved less money? Have you texted and drove? I mean, when we look at all of those behaviors, these are things that we know in principle what's good for us, but in practice, we don't feel like doing it right now. And that's just one other example of an irrational behavior, and it's all about the emotion at the moment and how it influences us.
Maybe that's just all part of being human.
It is part of being human. And, you know, what's also interesting is that it's not all bad. Right? So there are some things about irrationalities, for example, our generosity or caring about other people. The fact that if somebody stops you on the street, you might give them good advice or help them out. All of those things are non-rational in the sense that with perfect rationality, you only should care about your own benefits. But nevertheless, they're really quite wonderful. So we really need to think about what are the cases in which irrationality is bad, what are the cases in which irrationality is good, and when it comes to bad irrationalities, what can we do about it? How can we fight it? How can we improve things?
Well, Dan, you also did a really fascinating experiment about relativity where you showed that a high-paying executive doesn't necessarily make him happier than someone else. Now, tell us about that one.
So there's lots of things about compensation that we actually don't understand very well. And one of the things we don't understand about compensation is that what people are really happy about is the feeling of relative satisfaction, not absolute satisfaction. So I'll give you a very different example. in the Olympics a few times ago, they basically took pictures of people who won medals. And they tried to analyze how big was their smile. And what you would think, you would say, oh, the gold would smile the most, silver would smile less, and bronze would smile the least. But what they actually find out is that the happiest people are the gold, but the saddest people are the silver. Why? Because imagine that you practiced for the last 3 years to get for the Olympics. And that a few moments ago, you won the silver medal. And now ask yourself, under those conditions, what are you thinking? Right? And most people think, oh, I could have got it. I am so close. And if you got the bronze, you're happier because you're comparing yourself to the people who won nothing. So what's interesting is our happiness in many cases is not really driven by where we are. It's driven by where we think we could have been. And happiness with salary is not very different, where you often say to yourself, what could I have made? And if you think you could have made more money, you become unhappy.
Aren't we also talking a little bit about envy? Like, let me give you a quick example. Like, if we upgrade to a bigger house in a nicer neighborhood, there's always going to be somebody that has more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And envy is basically a comparison, right? It's about comparing where you are to where you could have been. And now the question is this comparison making you happy or making you miserable?
Well, this has been fascinating, but unfortunately we have to go. Behavioral economics professor Dan Ariely, author of The Upside of Irrationality, thanks so much for joining the Two Boomer Babes.
My pleasure.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.